That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum reading a shortwave transceiver instruction book to Abner. Listen.
Generator GM45 figure 4. Remove from canvas case and turn generator.
Oh, just a minute, Lum. That little Johnson boy just keeps him. Run you up!
Come with those up for today.
Look at his schedule. I might not have caught him the other day doing it.
Well, get your head out of my way, and take off that straw hat, for goodness sake.
Well, Lord, me, all right. Well, I buy the new hat, you don't let him wear it in the store.
And turn generator upside. Well, I'll be that farther, and you better answer.
No, you answer. Look,
I've got to study out these directions here and figure out how to run this transceiver here. Hang up, Andrew.
No, I'll be thinking his transceiver instead of mine. Hello, John. Down the store, Edna Peabody doing the talking. Huh? Yeah, just a minute. He's back in the feed room. Well, hold on. I'll call him for you. It ain't no trouble. But, hey, Ben, you want on the telephone?
And turn the generator upside down. This should be the bottom side.
Ben! Hey, Ben! Calling out there. Where's
Ellie?
Telephone, you say? Yeah, I don't know who it is. Just said they want to talk to you.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, I can go this way.
Hello? That's the ball, Benjamin Franklin with us again.
Yeah. Oh, listen to that.
What's that?
It's a long name.
Well, no, don't bring him here. Take him right directly to the jail.
Take him and get away so he can tell him who you are.
Yep, I'll be right down there.
Sounds like he's arrested somebody already.
Yes. That'll be fine. Looks like.
Hey, who are you throwing in jail, Ben?
What's that?
I say, who is it?
Yeah. That call was from a man who raises dogs down near Hatfield.
Yeah.
Delivering a new bloodhound down to the jailhouse for you.
A bloodhound?
Yeah. I figured I'd need it in connection with my work. The old one that Uncle Henry had down there seems to have lost his efficiency.
I doubt if he ever had any.
He appeared to have lost his neck.
What for?
Bad enough.
All he ever done is this fast. Lost his neck?
No, his neck.
Oh?
Yes.
Certainly his car is too fast.
Well, I'm getting me one with a lot of spirit, a younger dog.
Ah.
He's supposed to be a one-man dog, especially good at guiding things. Well, that's the only kind of have, at least.
Okay.
Well, I better get my valise and get on down there.
Your valise? Are you moving out of here?
Yes, Mom. I thought I'd just set up housekeeping in my office down to jail. Be close to my work all the time, McLean.
Well, yeah. Yeah, we hate to see you move out of here, though. You're welcome to stay as long as you like, you know.
Well, that's my humor, so you like, but man's work comes first, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you moving right away, Ben? Yes, I'm all packed up, got everything ready to go.
Well, can we help you take some of it on?
No, I can handle it all right. I haven't got a whole lot. Well, fellows, I guess this is it. It's been awfully nice staying here. Goodbye, Glenn.
Well, wait, you ain't got your valise and stuff yet.
Well, I'll pick that up on my way out. I'll just slip off the back way. Shortcut, that way. Well, goodbye, Abner.
Well, goodbye, Ben.
Of course, we'll be seeing you around, I won't we?
Yeah. Goodbye, Lum.
Goodbye, Ben. And good luck to you and your new job.
Well, thank you, Lum. Goodbye, Abner.
Goodbye, Ben.
Oh, that wasn't really goodbye, Abner. Let's just say so long.
So long.
So long, Abner.
So long, Lum.
So long, Ben.
Well, I better hurry. I want to get down there and meet the new dog.
So long, Abner.
So long.
So long, Lum.
So long.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, never had so many so-longs and goodbyes in my life. Well, he don't go no farther than just down to jailhouse. It'd take a week off to tell him goodbye if he ever stuck out for good.
Well,
he's sure throwing himself into this new job to have them.
find himself a new bloodhound and everything else.
All of it.
Big store he's got. Oh. Turns on it all day long.
What thing? Put the eyes out in the front of it. He's doing it upright. Ain't no doubt.
You know, I found you here making some mighty good constable. I believe that's the job he can get his teeth into.
His teeth? What's he going to do? Bite the prison?
No,
Need a dog.
Nothing.
Huh?
Well, we got busy figure out just how to run that fence keeper you got from Little Pearl.
Well, Mom, do you think we can act a broadcast on that radio with this thing?
Broadcast is the word.
That's what I said, broadcast.
But you did one of them. Ernest MacMillan told us. And he seen him use these things when he was in the Army.
Yeah, but it just don't seem right that we could actually do that thing.
Well, I don't know why not. All you need is a short wave outfit. We've got it.
What do you mean we've got it?
Well, you have.
Yeah.
Ernest says we can send out messages with it and receive them, too. Said it was both a transmitter and a receiver.
What's them pigeons do? I'll say that. It'll work.
I believe him with the work he used.
Well, we was lucky on us, Tom, along. We might never know what this thing is. Never would have found that intercepting the book movie if it hadn't been for him.
Where was it here?
He didn't like it.
I mean in the book.
Oh.
Turn generator upside down. Attached to legs LG-3A in loops provided.
Attached to legs? Who's mine?
I don't see. Going to you, so I recognize who's a dude.
Well, now, I ain't going to walk around all day long dragging that thing.
Oh, well, I suppose you can unattach it from your legs and then use it.
Well, I think so. I mean, it would get no less if that thing's fast to me all night long.
The attached to legs LG-3A in loops provided.
Now, what does that mean in them loops provided?
Well, I don't know. I suppose it means you attach it to your legs provided you got loops on them. Have you got loops on your legs?
No, I know. Well, I don't think I just know. Oh, my brother, Lance. Stop the quarters, son, loose
there. Well, I don't think it means that after all. We must have that wrong.
Yeah, we must.
Turn generator right side up, only two legs and attach leg LG-2A.
Well, yeah, attach leg 2A. How many legs do you have to have on one of these things?
Well, I think that means one of the legs on the generator.
Oh, well, I was
going to
say
leg so. LG-2A has feet mounted on it.
That must mean me. That's just the way I'm doing it.
Place generator to the left of the set so generator operator can wear headphones without becoming entangled in headphone cords while cranking generator.
Entangled? What am I going to have to do, fight my way out of this thing?
Just stop interrupting you, and you'll figure this thing out.
It looks like you got to have three arms as well as three legs on one of these contractions. Why let a girl ever think this to me? She knows what I look like. I reckon I worked myself over a while back and told that I'd put on an extra hand to help Elizabeth at the spring clown. She must think I've got three hands.
And just keep quiet, my dear.
I know.
Also, it is desirable for generator, operator, and radio operator. I reckon that'd be me. To be able to constantly see each other.
You mean you've got to do more of my place?
No, I hope not. Well, I think that just means while you're running the machine.
Yeah, well, I reckon it would be a good idea to keep an eye on one another. One of us ought to get tangled up in that cord and choke to death.
Adjust discs on legs so they rest flat on the ground.
Well, they didn't have to put that in there. Thought I'd get all that junk strapped on me, I'd be fat on the ground, legs and all.
Wait a minute, we don't have to worry about this junk. Ernest has already did that. He set the generator up for us.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I couldn't have stood up some of that for one broadcast, even.
Yeah, here's what we want. Operation.
Now, wait a minute now. If I've got to have an operation on that thing, I'll box it up and send it right back to Little Pearl.
That just means this tells how to operate the shortwave machine.
Oh.
Receiver. That's you. You can be the receiver.
That's funny,
yeah. One, release dial lock. Lever is vertical in unlocked position. Two, on transmitter panel, turn main switch to CW.
Well, that's easy.
Receiver should operate with BFO on. Ready for reception of CW signal.
I got to operate with that on.
Receiver should operate with BFO on.
What in the world is a BFO?
Don't seem to tell here, my place.
B-F-O.
Them initials must stand for something.
Down for overcoat.
I'm
going to get off the hot in the summertime. Reckon they'd know if I just wore a heavy sweater and buttoned it up good.
Well, it might not mean that, Abby.
Yes, what else could BFO stand for besides down for overcoat? Overcoat could stand for black for overcoat. That'd be just as hot, though, in the summer.
But I don't think they set down a rule for what you have to wear.
Don't reckon BFO is anything like BVDs, do you?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I can tell you one thing. I ain't going to sit around here in my BVDs and operate that thing.
No, well, wait a minute. Let me look into the front part of the book here. Maybe tell us what some of these things mean.
No. Hey, you better look that up, Lum. It's got me worried. I've either been a burn-up or freeze to death once.
Yeah, let's see here.
Well, for the land's sake, look out there, Lum. Ben's coming back.
Uh-huh.
He's got his beliefs and everything, all his brains with him.
Oh, yeah.
But he's moving into his new office at the jailhouse.
Excuse me?
Yeah, what's the matter, Ben? Yeah. Did you forget something?
No, I just thought maybe I'd away moving into my new quarters for the day, so.
No, why?
Oh, one reason and another. A little misunderstanding, you might say.
What's the matter, then? Hasn't Uncle Henry moved out of the place yet?
No, it's not that. He's gone. But you know that new bloodhound I bought?
Yeah.
You remember I told you he was a one-man dog?
Yeah.
He's taken up a position just inside the office door, and he won't let me near the place. He's a one-man dog, all right, but I ain't the man.
You know, I think Ben will like his new job, if he can ever get to it.